Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Weekly Energy Update for the week of April 21st, 2024. I'm Renee Spears, a spirit guide channeler and spiritual mentor, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Bozeman, Montana. Every Sunday, I share the energy for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And I have been asked a few times why I say I'm coming to you from beautiful Bozeman, Montana. Well, I grew up in Susanville, California. It's a very small town in Northern California, and there was only one radio station. But at night, the radio would pick up stations from San Francisco. And I listened to KSFO, a radio station from San Francisco, and the host would always say, "I'm coming to you from beautiful San Francisco." And I remember thinking, you know, I don't know how old I was, 13, 14. I remember thinking someday I'm going to say that on my radio show too. And well, here I am, not quite the same thing, but similar all these years later. So it's so cool as you get older and you have some hindsight into your life to see how everything fits together so perfectly and leads to the next thing. It's like a finely crafted novel. And I think that about astrology. With hindsight, we can see how it all fits together perfectly for our growth. Everything this year has prepared us for yesterday's big once every 14 years Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is a big moment for us. We're on the edge of stepping into a whole new thrilling chapter of life. We're breaking free from the past, and now here we go into the next chapter. And this week, we experience even more transformational energy, like we haven't had enough already, right? With the most intense full moon of the year. The pink moon is on Tuesday, the 23rd, around 7:50 p.m. Eastern, 4:50 Pacific. And it would be so pretty if the pink full moon was actually pink. It's not. The pink full moon is named after phlox, a type of wildflower that blooms in early spring and has pink petals. So the pink moon represents rebirth, growth, and renewal, and it marks the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. It also signifies the color coming back into our world after winter. We're getting our color back. We're getting our spark back. But what makes this full moon a whirlwind of transformation is that it's happening in Scorpio. Scorpio is all about transformation and power. It's an intense mother, and it makes this time very emotional. Scorpio encourages us to dive deep into our inner self, making this a time to focus on personal growth and self-discovery. We want to shed our old skin and embrace new beginnings. Now, a regular Scorpio full moon is already a heavy hitter, but this one comes with one of the most potent aspects in all of astrology, a T-square. And a T-square forms when at least two planets oppose each other and then both square a third planet. So in this case, the sun in Taurus, because it's Taurus season, and the full moon in Scorpio are squaring Pluto. Pluto is a planet of death and rebirth. This is intense AF energy. A T-square is like a pressure cooker of energy, edginess, and stress. And in this case, it's about Pluto, which is burning down the past and greasing the wheels for the new. Now, a full moon always brings a sense of ending and culmination. It's a good time to release the past and prepare for a fresh start, but this time it's extra strong. It's like we're giving birth to the new us, and this is not an easy labor. So prepare for the birth of a brand new you. The lesson of this full moon is that it's painful to let go, but it is impossible to hold on. Like, change is here, folks, and while rebirth is miraculous, the moments before it are deep and dark and terrifying. But to become who we are, we have to burn down who we've been. But there is good stuff. Scorpio full moons are mystical and heighten our intuition and our psychic abilities. This helps us access our inner wisdom. Like, we know what needs to be released. We know what we need to do to take care of ourselves. And right now, that is a lot of stress management. We got to take care of our mental health. We know what we need. We need downtime, exercise, a therapy appointment, breathing, yoga, maybe a session with me. You know what you need. Give it to yourself. Nurture yourself and put yourself first this week. Now, since we're in Taurus season, we can take care of ourselves by slowing down and enjoying the beauty around us and the finer things in life. This moon inspires us to get outside, get out of a rut, try something new, and get excited about the future. And this full moon also marks the end of eclipse season. Thank goodness. So we can set intentions again. During eclipse season, the energy is so unstable that it's not a good time to set intentions and manifest. But now it is again. So we get back to a little bit of normal with eclipse season ending. So instead of getting overwhelmed by Scorpio's intense energy, just let all of your emotions bubble up and transform you. It's an especially good time to get very clear about your future and what you want to accomplish. And we can do that by setting the intention for clarity. I hear it from a lot of my clients that they don't know what they want. And if you don't know what you want is clarity. So a great affirmation for this time is, I am open to receiving clarity in every aspect of my life. Or, I am clear, focused, and empowered to create the life I want. More good news is that Mercury ends its retrograde and goes direct on Thursday the 25th. We'll still be in retro shade energy for a couple of weeks, but that lessens every day too. Also, Passover starts tomorrow, bringing more energy of renewal and rebirth. It's a time to leave behind the old and embrace the possibilities, both personally and collectively. And even more good news is that we're experiencing 9 straight days of palindrome dates. Palindromic numbers are those that read the same backward as forward. So today is 4/21/24, a palindrome, and the next 8 days are also palindromes. Because they resemble mirror images, palindromes carry the energy of balance, harmony, and symmetry. The numerology this week translates to this being a powerful time to build stable foundations through partnerships and nurturing relationships. We're setting the foundation for the next stage of our lives. And we build a solid foundation by getting clear about what we want, going slow, taking our time, and building it brick by brick, and enjoying the journey. We're here. We've arrived. New life. Here we come. Remember, this is a very intense full moon, but we'll be out of this energy in a few days and then on to the next chapter. You can do it. Just take care of yourself this week. Deep breaths. This energy won't last that long. I just love how all this rebirth and transformation energy fits together to move us along in life. It's all perfectly timed. We couldn't plan it better if we tried. And that's it for the week. I have a couple of new things to mention. The first is that I'm now offering private women's wisdom circles. This is perfect for a group of girlfriends or your book club, even if you're in different parts of the country because it's on Zoom. You choose the days and times that work best for all of you. Now remember, these are all spiritually based and include learning how to communicate with your spirit guides, interpret your dreams, use pendulums and oracle cards, and meet your spirit animal. So I will put a link to more info in the show notes. Also, I've added plant medicine ceremonies to the options available for my Montana spiritual retreats. This is a private one-on-one ceremony held outside in the beautiful Montana wilderness. So if you've wanted to experience plant medicine, this might be the time. I'm only going to host one more spiritual retreat in 2024. The others are already booked. I know this last one is just waiting for the right person. So if you would like more info on spiritual retreats, there's a link in the show notes, and you can always go to my website, abundology.com. So as always, thank you for listening, liking, subscribing, and sharing this podcast with your friends. I've had an intense week already. And so I'm taking my own advice and relaxing today with a long hike with my dog, Jasper. So take care of yourself this week, everyone, and I'll talk to you again next week.